Okay, Rabotai, I'm going to learn first. Step one, I want to accomplish a lot today. So step one is I'm going to walk you through the Gemara, because a lot of you kind of struggling with the shock of the Gemara. So I want to walk you through the Gemara first, and then we will finish up yesterday's sugya, and then perhaps get a little head start on today. So in the bottom of your Daled Amud Beis, the Gemara tells us, Amar Rabbi Rav Chanan Rav Yochanan, Kolot Taseh Shekid Maaseh Lokin Olav. If you have now the translation of those words, a lo tase shekid mu'ase, literally a lo tase that is preceded by an ase, you get malchus. In other words, what Rav Yochanan is doing is setting up, there's two archetypes. There's an archetype called lav hanitak lase, and lav hanitak lase does not get malchus. And then there's something that kind of looks like a lav hanitak lase, but he's saying it's not a lav hanitak lase, it's called a lav shekid mu'ase, and on that you do not get, you do get malchus, okay? What is the difference? So apparently, lav anita klase, somehow the ase is after the lav, and a lav shekid maase, the ase is before the lav.
In Torah.
What?
In Torah.
So now, without knowing anything, that line of lo tase shekid maase could be interpreted in one of two ways. Either the ase can be performed before the lav, and what I'm going to label that as, it's a conceptual, the ase comes first, or it means in the Torah, the ase precedes the lav. Okay, that's not clear. And the way Rashi and Tosis, let's just take a look at Tosis first. The way Tosis learns is kol lo tase shekid maase. Tosis assumes tema da halav de gzela shekid maase. After all, the lav of gzela is before the ase of the heishra gzela shergazal ba'afilo haki ein lokin alav. So Tosis points out, if you look at the source sheets, and you look at sources number 6 and 7, you'll notice that in source number 6, which is Perek Hei of Vayikra, you have the Heishav Zagzela Asher Gaza, that's the Ase. And in source number 7, which is Perek Yutes of Vayikra, so there you have the Yisav Lo Tigza. So that looks like a case of, what's coming first? Ase. And then Lo Tase. So Tosis asks, why don't you get Malchus over there? That's a Lotas Shekid Maase. You should get Malchus, but we know you do not get Malchus. So what's Tosis' vision of the Hava Mina? It's based on Pusk.
Oh, that's a Hava.
In the Hava Mina, it's based on Pusk. Comes on Tosis in the answer, and he says, V'yei Shlomar, Dishani Gabe Lav Dixela. She'in L'kayim Ha'ase Ela La'achar Ha... La'achar shegozla, v'hilkach lav shenitak me'olavu, aval kidnu dekamar hocha lav dafka kidnu, elahainu deshayach ha'asei kodim she'obra lav. So the havamina, according to Tosas, was what's lav shekid maase is based on the pasuk, and the maskana is if you can do what, if you can fulfill the ase before the lav, then it's called a lav shekid maase as well. But if you cannot fulfill the ase before the lav, then for sure it's going to be a lav hanitak le'ase. So can you fulfill the heishes lagzel before lo tigzo?
No.
And if that's called a lav hanitak le'ase. So Tosis, having a maskana, is basically highlighting this tension in the din. Whether this din of lav shekid maase is pasuk based, or is it svara based? And Tosis says, the heishes lagzel shegazal proves to you that it's what? It's concept based. It's conceptual. Okay. Fine. And I think Rashi seems to say the same thing. So now the Gemara says, so Rav Yochanan has his din, and now the Gemara asks on Rav Yochanan, Amrula. They asked Rav Yochanan, Amarta, did you say this din? Amrulo, didn't say. I was just joking. Amar Rabba, Elohim, Amra, not only did you say it, Uksiva Vetanina, but I know this from Psukim and the Mishnah. Ksiva. So look at source numbers, please. 3 and 4. So if you look at source number, just three. Pasuk says, Tzavas b'nei Yisrael, Vayishalchu min hamachane kol tzarua v'kol zav v'kol tamei lanefesh. So number one is, who's got to leave? There's a mitzvah of leave the machane. And then it says, Mizach ad nekeva tishalchu el michutz l'machane. So what does this look like? In the text of the Pasuk, What comes first? The ase is before the lotase. And it sounds like, this looks like, that is, don't tell me you retracted, because what's the dinner on Mishnah when it comes to a tameh habal amigdash? Loken. Tameh habal amigdash is loken. And over here, where's the ase? Before or after? It's before. So why do you retract? Don't say you retract. You said it. And now that you say it, it's a pasuk and it's a Mishnah. So you said it. You said it. Jaffe, he said it. You know what though? He also, Elamai Taima, but he was Kahadarbe. He said it. And what prompted him to say it? What prompted him to say it is Habala Migdash Tame. But he retracted. Why did he retract? Hoderbe mishum dekasha le onis. The sugya of ma'anis, that posed a problem. Ditani. So when I'm preparing in Seder, what I'm doing is, and this is what I do. So I'm just, okay, you have the din of Rav Yochanan. Lav shekid ma'aseh is lokin alav. Then you have this like comment, did you say it, did you not say it? And we seem to say no. Somehow there's a retraction. The Gemara asks, how could there be retraction? It's an open case of Tameh Habal HaMikdash. Okay, so that's out there. That seems to corroborate that Lav Shekid Maaseh is Lokin Alav. So that's good. And then the Gemara says, no, we have a problem with Ones. What's the problem with Ones? One second. Detanya. Ones Shegiresh. Im Yisrael hu machzir ve'eno loke. Im Kohen hu loke ve'eno machzir. And now the Gemara asks the kasha. Im Yisrael hu machzir ve'eno loke. Amai. Why is he not getting malchus? Lo tasei she kidmoaseihu vililki. He should get malchus. Now, again, the flow of the Gemara is saying right now, is Ones a case of Lav Shekid Maaseh? Yeah. Yes. Do you get Malchus? No. And therefore that's a Kasha on Rav Yochanan. So let's stop here for a second. Why is Ones a Lav Shekid Maaseh? Yes.
Or if it's Ones, but if there's Ones,
well, forget, you're talking too much. First, don't forget Rebbe's told me this. Look at the pasuk. Look at the psukim. So please look now for a moment at, we're going to look at the parsha of Ones, source number 5. Okay, these are psukim and chumash, you should know them, bal peh. So in parshas kiseitze, so the imbasada yimotze ha'ishes na'aroha me'urasa. A man finds a woman. Where did he find her? In the Sada. That's not a good situation. Why? Because how many people in the Sada? Not many people. The Higzikba Ha'ish. What does Higzikba mean? He grabbed her. He seized her. This is aggressive. Vishachav Ima. So it says, Umeis Ha'ish Asher Shachav Ima Levado. So he should get killed. Why should he get killed? Because what kind of woman is she? Anara Me'urasa. That means he committed adultery. Okay? So he's chayav misa. But she, was she, what does the word ones mean? What does the word ones mean? The word ones comes from the word ones. Ones means rape, but it also means not my fault, under duress. Why? Because the woman is under duress. She's ule na'ara, one second, lo sase davar, don't do anything to the na'ara, she's an ones. She's a victim of murder. Just like a murderer is, you don't blame the victim. So this is the same exact thing. This is a hekesh, by the way, between Ritzicha and Gili Arayis. Okay, but that's a different topic. Now, she cried out, and there was no one to save her. Now let's say she's not married. So that was when she's married. So what happens when she's married? The man gets killed. He's an adulterer. But let's say she's not married. If she's not married, so ki matze ish na'ara bisula asher lo orasa utafsa v'shachavima, and he grabbed her and he slept with her. So in such a case, what's the nature of what's going on over here? V'nosa na'ish ha'shochev imah le'avi ha'na'ara ha'chamishim kesef. There's a knas. And then the Torah tells us, v'lo siyeh le'isha. There's a mitzvah asay, if she wants, that he has to marry her. Tachas asher ina, because he inflicted suffering on her. Lo yuchal shalcha kol yamav. And he's not allowed to divorce her for the rest of his days. Now, is there a lotase there?
Yeah.
What's a lotase?
Divorce.
Lo yuchal shalcha. Is there an ase there?
Yes.
Yes. Which one comes first? A, and I ask that question in a vague way, but which one comes first in the pasuk?
The
ase. Which one comes first conceptually?
The
ase. The ase. And therefore, what is ones? Classic. Perfect. Lav shekid ma'ase. And as a result, what the din be? You should get malchus. Lo yuchal l'shalcha. You cannot send her away. You cannot divorce her. So therefore, therefore, you get, what should you get? You should get malchus. What does Gemara say? You don't get malchus. So that's why Rav Yochanan got stuck in the case of Einus. I'm stuck. And therefore, I've come to the realization, Rav Yochanan says, that on a lav shekid ma'aseh, you don't get malchus. It's like a lav ha-nitak ma'aseh. Okay? So the Gemara basically says, Rav Yochanan, that's why I pull back. Now, so far so good? What do you look at me that way?
Is he not aware of that when he said it? Sorry, no. He knew how to learn.
And let's see. Maybe there was other things to think about. Of course. Thank you so much for asking. Just in case you lose it, you want to go do some chazara with mom. Okay. So now the Gemara is going to try and say, maybe Rav Yochanan, what he thought originally, was not so off. And maybe Ones is not such a kasha. Now, I'm going to tell you what the Gemara is about to do. Again, we're just going to work through the Gemara, then we'll get through Shon. Rabbo said, where's Lo Siyeh Le'isha? Before or after? It's before. If I can somehow move Lo Siyeh Le'isha to afterwards, then it becomes no longer... Lav shekid ma'aseh becomes what? A lav she nitak la'aseh. So I'm going to try and find a lo siyeh le'isha and move it behind. Move it after lo yuchal l'shalcha kol yamav. Okay? You think that's magic? It's not magic. Let's see what the Gemara does. Lo? Kanzler. I love you so dearly. It's so special. Don't space out. I cannot afford space outs. Lo siyeh le'isha. After the rape, you have to marry her. Yeah. Lo siyeh le'isha. What? That's not the lotase we're talking about. Okay? Now.
So I guess the question is, did we just say she was in a field and we said we heard her screaming? Isn't that not? Was there nobody around and she was screaming?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
First of all,
it doesn't say that.
It
says that in the case, in the first case.
Yeah.
But in the second case, when we're talking about the Nar Vesol, it doesn't say that. Don't worry. It's okay. I gotta go. Okay. So Amar Ula. So Ula makes the first attempt. Now Rabosai, I'm going to show you another set of psukim. Look at source number 4. Source number 4 is another parsha. In Kisetze, you'll notice though, right, this is right before the parsha of Ones, and it says as follows. Source number four. Ki yikach ish isha uba eleha usna'a. So you marry someone, you have a relation with her, you don't like her. Vishom la alilas dvarim, and you start speaking ill about her. V'hotzi aleha shem ra. V'amar, es ha'isha hazos lakachti, I married this woman, ve'ekerav eleha, and I slept with her, v'lo matzasi la bisulim, and I found to my shock and consternation that she did not have bisulim. She was not a virgin. V'lakach avi hana'ara, and her father came along and said, v'iman her mother, and says, what are you talking about? Look at the sheets. There's blood all over the sheets. V'hotzi as bisule hanara zikne ha'ir hasha'ara. She is a virgin. So what is this guy? This guy is maligning our daughter. V'amar avi hanara el hazakenim. And the father says to the zakenim, espiti nasati lishazeh li'isha v'yisna'el. He just hates her. V'ine, husama li'os dvarm le'mor lo matzaz mitcha bisulim. And look, v'ele bisule biti. This is a proof positive that she indeed was a basula. V'lakhu zikne ha'ir ha'hu es ha'ish v'yisru oso. They punish him. How do they punish him? V'anshu oso, they impose a knas, mea kesef, v'nosna v'yanara, cash money goes to the father. Why? Ki hotzi shem ra al basulas Yisrael. Ooh. Velo siela isha. And he has to stay married to her if she wants. Ooh. And lo yuchal leshalcha kol yamav. And he's not allowed to release her. He's not allowed to divorce her for the rest of his days. So far, so good? Okay. Now, very simple. Back to the Gemara. So you have two parshas where it says lo siela isha, lo yuchal leshalcha kol yamav. Now the Gemara says, Amar Ula. What is more chamor? Motzi Shemra or Onis? Which one is like a worse thing to do to a girl? Onis is worse to do to a girl. So therefore, if you require him to stay married to her in a case of Motzi Shemra, certainly he should have to marry her in the case of Onis. So why does it have to say lo tziela isha by onus? So the answer is move. It doesn't have to say it. Of course you do. Kavachom from motzi shema. So move the word lo tziela isha from before lo yuchal ashalcha to after lo yuchal ashalcha. Which means if he did divorce her, what must he do?
He has to remarry her.
And what does that just do? That converted Alav hanitakla alav shekidmasei into a lav shenitaklasei. That's the move that the Gemara is about to make. Inside.
Yeah, but Tosfos would say that.
Relax. Don't give me some tesis yet. I'm not ready for that.
You're Tosfos already.
You're beautiful. I know.
But this one you did.
Good. I'm good. Relax. I'm good. Let's do Gemara. Amar Ula. So Ula says, Lo yomar lo siela isha ba'ines. I don't need to say lo tziela isha ba'ones. V'ligmar mi motzi shema. I can derive it from motzi shema. Ma motzi shema shelo asa maisa. And nevertheless, Omer Rachman of lo tziela isha, ones, where he did a maisa, kol shekein. Of course, you have to marry her. Now, what does that mean, you have to marry her?
I mean, I
know that you have. So what does that free up?
That there is an implicit.
What does it free up?
Frees up lo tziela.
Now it says lo tziela isha by ones, but it's superfluous. So the Gemara says, "In eno inyan lofanav." So if you don't need the lo tziela isha to get married, taneo inyan laacharav. So apply the lo tziela isha to after divorce. Shim gireish yachzir. So the Gemara says, "This is just rabbinic surgery on Torah Shvichsav." We are going to, it's simply classic kidney transplantation. You extract a kidney here, you harvest lo tziela isha, because it's not necessary, and you reinsert it over here. So now it's after. The Lo Siela Isha is after. Now, one second. I know all your questions. I know all your questions. They're great questions. Let's go a little vital. Come on. Vakati! All right? Meaning, Ving, your question's asked by the Gemara. Just be patient. I know exactly what you're asking. So too you know. It's being asked by the Gemara. Just there's patience. Vakati! You don't believe me. Vakati! Aines mi motzi shemra lo gomar. What's more chamur? Motzi shemra or aines?
Really shemra.
Well, we thought aines. Gemara says not true, because what happens to the guy who did the motzi shemra? Loike umeshale. He has to pay a knas and he gets malkus. Vakati aines motzi shemra lo gomar. Di ikal mifrach mal motzi shemra shekin loike umeshale. So don't give me this argument that you can make a kavachomer motzi shemah to aines, not a good kavachomer, because motzi shemah is really more machmer. Okay, watch this. More surgery. Let me just take out my scalp. Ella. Wait a second. Where does it say lo siela isha by motzi shemah? It says, oh, you did all this to her? Lo siela isha. But guess what? They're already married. So why does it say Lo Siela Isha? You shall marry her. They're already married. So Lo Siela Isha by Motzi Shema is really not necessary. So look what the Gemara says. Ella, Lo Yomar Lo Siela Isha Motzi Shema. Sorry, I'm skipping a step. Lo Yomar. You don't need to say Lo Siela Isha by Motzi Shema. Which one's more chomer? Stay with me here. I made a mistake there. What's more chomer? Motzi Shema or Onis? Motzi Shem is more chomer. And yet, what does the Torah tell us? Does Aines have to marry her? Does the Ma'anes have to marry her? Yes, to marry her. So if the Ma'anes has to marry her, and Motzi Shem is more chomer, then certainly the Motzi Shem should have to what? Marry her. And yet it says by Motzi Shem, Lo Siela Isha. Do we need that pasuk? You don't need that pasuk. So what are we going to do? You're going to remove it from there, and where are you going to put it?
No.
Yeah, you're going to put it by Ones. But where are you going to put it by Ones? After. Why? Because what? Because it's extra. Has no reason to be there. You don't need it before, because by Ones you already have it before, so it's going after. Now that it's going after, what kind of lav is Ones? Lo yuchal shalcha. Lav anita lase.
Okay, so just scramble up all the psukim in the Torah. Why not?
Take a deep breath. Relax. We'll explain it all. But let's just get Shad Gemara. Says the Torah HaKadosh. Ela lo yomer lo siela isha motzi shemra v'ligmar me ones. Ma ones she'en olokem eshadam amrachman lo siela isha motzi shemra lo kosheken. So v'lama nemar. So why does it say then lo siela isha by motzi shemra? You don't need it. Im eno ino motzi shemra taneo inyan la ones. So slap it into Aines. And in Eno Inyan Lefanav, I don't need it for before. So Taneu Inyan Le Acharav. And now what is Ones? Say Lav Ha? Yeah, but that's not good. Because what's more Chomer, Ones or Motzi Shemra?
Really, it's Ones.
Really, Aines has a Chomer that Motzi Shemra doesn't. What's the Chomer of Aines? There's a Maisa. What's the Chomer of Motzi Shemra? Motzi Shemra. So it's a stealing. Motzi Shemra, Aines. Nami lo gomit, ikal mifrach. Malo Aines shkinasa Maisa. So that's a stalemate. That didn't work. I got another one for you. This is what Ving was asking. Ving, this is your question. This is my guess of what your question was. I could be wrong. Ella, lo yoma lo sielish motzi shemra. Why does it have to say lo sielish motzi shemra? Is it needed?
No.
You have to marry her. She shall be your wife. She's already my wife. So do I need Lo Siela Isha Motzi Shemra? No. So take it out. So take it out. Where am I going to put it? Where am I going to put it? I'm going to put it by Ernest. Where by Ernest? Afterwards. Ela Lo Yom Lo Siela Isha Motzi Shemra. Sorry, you stole. So Loma Nemar Imena Inla Motzi Shemra Taneu Inla Ernest Imena Inla Funok Taneu La Acharav. Wait a second. But now that you are surgically taking out Lo Siela Isha and putting it somewhere, what's a better place to put it? I'm going to take it from Motzi Shemra and put it to Ones. Why don't I take it from Motzi Shemra Lefanov and put it by Motzi Shemra LaAcharov and yield what result? And then if they get divorced, what does he have to do?
Remarry
he has to remarry her, and therefore he should not get Malkus. And it shouldn't be Malkus. Ve'ema im eino ini lefana motzi shema tani le'acharav didei dilalaki. And he shouldn't get Malkus if he did what? If he divorce her, because it's a lab hanitak le'a yafeh. So the Gemara says, eino chanami. That's a good point. I'm not going to extract it 10 psukim away when I can just flip it to the end of that pasuk. Not going to do that. What?
I don't know.
You mean you don't understand the concept?
Yes. Seven.
You need to be educated.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Okay, that's fair. We'll get to that. But first we have to understand the mechanics. Okay? You have to understand the mechanics. Okay, now says the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Eina Chanami. So what do we just do? Where did we put Lo Siela Isha? After Lo Yuchal Shach Kol Yom by Motzi Shemra. And now the Gemara says, well, this is a throwaway line, really. V'asi, maybe we can learn out Ones. V'asi Ones V'garmine. Maybe now we can learn out Ones from Motzi Shemra. Gemara says, how are you going to do that? B'mai garmine, iba kavachomer, iba mamatzinu, ika lemifrach. You can slug up any lima because we saw Motzi Shemra has a chumrah, Ones has a chumrah, so we can slug it up. After all, mala Motzi Shemra she kain lo asa maisa.
You can't do it with
Zerah
Shavah.
What's Zerah Shavah?
Doesn't he use the same phrase in both Pesukim?
Yeah, but that's not going to help us. That's not going to help us.
Why?
Because, one second. Let me just finish the Gemara. And then, Ella Amarava. So, bottom line. Ella Amarava. Listen to the pasuk. Back to Ones. What does the pasuk say? Velo Siela Isha. Lo Yuchale Shalcha. Kol Yamav. Which two words are extra? It could have just said Lo Siela Isha, Lo Yuchale Shalch. What does it say Kol Yamav? What does Kol Yamav mean? That you're not allowed to divorce her. What's Kol Yamav mean? Forever. She cannot be divorced forever. What does forever mean? What does Kol Yamav mean? That if you divorced her, that divorce cannot be forever. So what does it do? It sets up a mitzvah's asay based on Kol Yamav to marry her again.
What?
So what emerges then, that's not a what. That's good shot. And therefore, it's a lav. Hanitak lasay. Let's look inside. Ella Amar Rava. Kol Yamav be'amod vehechzer. Vechein. Ki osra ravin amra v'yokonon kol Yamav be'amod vehechzer. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Ella Amar Rava. Hadetanya be'oines. Machzir ve'inoloke. When it says by ones that you have to do what? You have to machzir remarry inoloke. Taima mishum de al korchach lav shenita lasei. Why don't you get malchus? The amar kra kol yamav. Lo avi lemitav el lo yuchal shalcha. My kol yamav. Hakikomer. Lo tehe besilucheha kol yamav. She shall not be cast out forever. Ella, yagzirenu, valkorchok, amod vehegzer ka'amar. In meaning, there's a perpetual obligation to bring her back. And that is mitzvah say. V'hachi ka'amar, v'lo siela isha, and im shilchan. And if you did divorce her, be'isser, shelo yeshiluchel lekol yamav, and harei ha'aseh, achar ha'avaras alav. So what emerges is, bottom line, did Rabbi Yochanan correctly or incorrectly retract his din? According to Ula, this Gemara. Incorrectly. There was no reason to retract because Ones is not a kasha. Why is Ones not a kasha? Because Ones really doesn't get malchus because of lav hanitak. La say. What is a lav shekid ma'aseh? What is a lav shkimah say is havba l'migdash tamei is, and you get malchus, and that is step one of the Gemara. Fun, no? It's fun. It's fun. It's fun. Now. I'm going to, at some point, perhaps tomorrow, I will try and explain what, how the relationship, what I'll call the relationship between the Torah Shebal Peh and the Torah Shebichsav. And that's, I think, what some of you are struggling with, is how can we go ahead and dislocate Psukim? And how do we do that? How does that work? And that's a fair question. I'll address that tomorrow. I don't want to address that right now. It's a good question. I will address it. And it's an important question because it goes to a lot of your emunas Torah Shebal Peh and your emunas Chachamim, because if you think this is just like whack, then like why should I learn any Gemara? This is crazy. So I need to do that, and it's worthy of an important discussion. So we'll do that mitzvah tomorrow. What I want to do today, right now, is just finish up what we started yesterday, okay? And that's like a 12-minute EM piece that is that'll get us going over here. What do you want?
The question of mine.
Yeah.
So it's in the mind that he can't divorce her, right? After a couple of years, right, if he starts like attached to her, I guess, and she wants to divorce him,
that's a general question. We know in Hilchos Gittin that the man has to give a divorce. It's you know, but in general the approach is yes, if a woman wants out, he should be giving her a divorce. She's allowed to say I'm not interested anymore. Again, he has to deliver the divorce though. That's still an issue. Yeah.
Why does the Gemara assume it's better to do this surgery thing than learn out Kol Yamav?
No, the Gemara got to Kol Yamav.
From the surgery?
No, not from the surgery. The Gemara now says none of the surgery works. And so the pshat is because Kol Yamav is also a you know, a certain creative type of reading of the psukim. Yeah, I agree with you. I agree. I think we'll have to discuss that tomorrow also. Yeah.
Didn't Tosfos say that if the ase could theoretically be done before the love, then it's a love shekimo ase?
Yes.
So even with this answer of Kol Yamav, you're still able to marry her before you've divorced her. So
there's two ases. There's two ases. There's the ase before the divorce, marry her, and then there's the new ase of amod vehechzer, of kol yamav, and that's a new ase. And that ase is now telling you that the lav of lo yuchla shalcha is a lav that can be cured, because the lav is don't send her away forever. You can cure that lav, and that's called the lav anitzak ase. Okay, what? It happens not crazy infrequent. It's not. This is a classic one, but it happens. Okay, Rabosa, let's go a little weiter. So, gentlemen, I want to just make one point that is an important point. Okay, Rabosa, the Ritva in our sugya, we did it yesterday. I want to just come back to it for a moment. The Ritva asks the following question: why is it that Habala Migdash Tome, the Gemara assumes clearly, is a Lav Shekid Maase? Why is that so clear, that it's a Lav Shekid Maase, that the Ase comes first? After all, if you learn like both Rashi and Tosis, they both seem to say, Tosis is extremely explicit, but Rashi also, is what makes something a Lav Shekid Maase? If the Ase can come first, then it's a lav shekid maase, and you get malchus for it. Meaning, take a step back, Barg. Meaning. What is the definition of lav hanitzak l'ase? How would you describe that?
I'll say they can only do after you violate.
Say better.
The
ase fixes the lav. Meaning the whole existence of the ase is there for what purpose? To fix the law. So what therefore must happen first? The law has to come first. So if the ase can exist without the law, or before the law, what does that tell you about this ase? It's not a fixer of the law, which means, what kind of law is the law? A plain vanilla law, which what should be the din? You get mouth. So, says the Ritva, can I ever violate the ase of get out of the Beis HaMikdash so you're not metame it before you're metame it.
Wait, metame, you can make, if you're tame and you're in the Beis HaMikdash, you can make it tame?
You are being metame the Mikdash.
What I'm saying is the idea, like, is the problem that, like, no tame person should be in the Beis HaMikdash, or are you actively making the Beis HaMikdash?
You are defiling the Mikdash by being tame the Mikdash.
And if you leave, is it now undefiled, or is it still defiled?
It doesn't need to be put in a mikvah. But you are ceasing the defiling of the Mikdash, of the Makom HaMikdash.
Can the Beis HaMikdash never be...
You cannot... There's an Isser to be in Mikdash Tame. Habala Mikdash Tame is Asser. Now, so can you leave the Mikdash before you come into the Mikdash? The answer is no. So therefore, says asks the Ritva, how is this called a... Lav Shekid Maaseh? The Asseh of get out is always what? Is always after the Isser. That's the Kash. So it comes on the Ritva and gives two answers. Answer number one is the Yesh Lomar. To call Shekidmu Biksiva Su Loba Inon Kidmu Bamaisa. What's answer number one of the Ritva?
It has to be either.
Why am I not worried about Tumah?
Because
you don't have to be. Yes, it's true. You can't leave the Beis HaMikdash unless you are first in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Aseh of leaving, get out, is by definition what? After the Lav. That looks like Lav Anit Aseh. But in the Pasuk, what comes first in the Pasuk? What comes first in the Pasuk? The Aseh comes first. And therefore, says the Ritva, shot number one, in order to be Lav Shekid Maaseh, what do you have to be? What do you have to be?
Either or.
Either the Aseh can be done first, or the Aseh is in the Pasuk first. Either or. Now, why is that significant? We'll have to discuss. But either or. Now.
That would make
1 second. We'll get to Gzeila in a second. Either or. So either in the Pasuk or in the, or conceptually. By the way, turn the page of the Ritva. When the Ritva asked, when the Gemara asked the Kasha, I, Oines, is a Lav Shekidmu Aseh, why do you not get Magus? The Ritva makes an interesting point. Why is Oines a Lav Shekidmu Aseh? For the Kasha to work, it has to be Lav Shekid Maaseh on how many levels? One or two?
One. Two? One.
It has to be on?
Either one.
To be a Lav Shekid Maaseh, it has to be either one. And it happens to be, meaning either, but it happens to be Lo Si Ela Isha, which one do you do first? Do you marry first? Do you divorce her first?
Yeah.
You marry first, so conceptually it's first. And in the Pesukim, which one is first? It says Lo Siela Isha before it says Lo Yuchla Shacha. So on both levels, it's a Lav Shekid Maaseh. Why in the world, says the Gemara, on both levels, are you not getting Malchus? That's how, and the Ritva says that out clearly. That's answer number one. Answer number two of the Ritva is, can you really not do the Aseh after the Lo Taseh when it comes to, the other way around. When it comes to Bala Mikdash Tameh, is it really true the Aseh only can be done after the Lav? Is it really true the Aseh can be done only after the Lav? It's not true. Why? Because I'm going to the Mikdash, I'm nice and tar. Just popped into the mikvah, nice and tar. And now, I notice a little creepy crawly thing. It's so cute. I pick it up. Am I Tameh?
No.
No, not at all. But in my hand, it drops dead. I crushed it. I was in a bad mood. So, now I have a dead sheretz in my hand. What's my status? Ooh, all of a sudden, I'm a Rishon LaTumah. Now, I'm in the Beis HaMikdash. Am I over the Isser of Bala Mikdash Tameh? The answer is, it depends. If I hang out, then I'm over the Isser. But if I immediately get out, then I'm not over the Isser. So what came first, the Aseh or the Isser? The Aseh comes first. That's answer number two of the Ritva.
Like potentially kill him, right?
Excuse me?
Saying, I It would have to be an accident that it died, right?
Yes, I'm a little drama over here to keep the.
Yeah, but if you intentionally killed the sheriff, then that would be.
Yes, because yes, correct. That's correct. Okay, now, so comes along Yitz Warren, and he asks Akasha. That's a bomb Akasha. His whole Yisod of the Ritva said that if you are answer number one, if you are either. You can vow the you can do the ase before, or it's in the pasuk first. Then what's the halacha? Lav she, kidmo ase. Rabosai, look at gzeila. Look at source number 6 and source number 7. What comes first in the pasuk? Veheshiv lo sigzo. Veheshiv lo sigzo. What comes first in the pasuk is. The Heshva Sakzel Shogaza. That's first. What's last? Los Sigzel. According to the thesis of the Ritva. According to the thesis of the Ritva, what should be the halacha? You should get Malkus. Why should you get Malkus? Because as long as it's a Lav Shekid Maaseh, it's in the Pasuk first. And that is a Kasha that the Ritva seems to ignore. Ignores the Kasha. It's so obvious. It's such an obvious Kasha. As long as he knows some Chumash, it's an obvious kasha. And he doesn't say a word about it. So comes along the Gvura Sari, and he says something that Binyamin doesn't like, Binyamin Kunstler, that is. But Binyamin doesn't like because he doesn't chab it. That's why he doesn't like it. The Gvura Sari writes the following chiddush. When do we assume order matters? If they're adjacent. If there's adjacency, then order matters. Look at the psukim of Habola Mikdash Tameh. There, it's back to back. Pasuk Beis, Pasuk Gimel. Pasuk says, Vayishalchum in Amachaneh, El Michutz Amachaneh Tishalchum, Velo Yitam. If it's in the same set of psukim, order matters. Order matters. But if it's what? It's in different parashas. What? Perakei, perakites. Does one have anything to do with the other?
Yes.
The answer, textually, the answer is they're 15 prakim apart. It's not the same conversation. Then the order is not a factor. One second. Now, the Gvuras Ari, Shagas Arye, adds a little bit of spice to that. And he says, based on a Gemara in Maseches Psochim, we have a principle called Ein Mugdam Umu'uchar Batorah. What does Ein Mugdam Umu'uchar Batorah mean?
There's no order in the Torah.
There's no order in the Torah. But when is there no order in the Torah? There's no order in the Torah chronologically if things are distant from each other. Of course, when you're reading a narrative, it's all in the same narrative, it's all in the same psukim, then of course the order is dafka. But if it's further apart, so then the order is not significant. This is what the Gvura Sari says. In light of what he's saying, now we need to understand what he's saying. This is what he's saying. What is he saying? What he's saying is Heishev Zachil being first doesn't make a difference. It's not a factor. It's not a factor. Its placement in the pasuk is not a factor. Because the Torah is clearly not using the psukim to identify and to order something. If it was doing something to order something, then they put them next to each other. But they're not next to each other. For whatever reason, they're not next to each other. And therefore, in that context, the order is irrelevant. Masha Ein Kein by Bala Mikdash Tameh, where there's the right next to each other, there the order becomes significant. That's what the verse says. Now I want to just add an idea. I want to say, what's this whole topic? This is like an introduction to our, again, it's going to take us some time. What is this topic all about? If I asked you the topic of lav anitech lase, lav shekidma lase, this whole area of halacha, What are we talking about? We're talking about something that's an unusual lav. This is not a standard lav. It's a lav that has an asay that is grafted on it. Okay? It's a lav with a grafted asay. You understand what I'm saying? Do you get malchus when you have this lav with the grafted asay? So there's two ways to graft an asay on a lav. What are the two ways to graft an asay on a lav? One way is to say, well, I can't do the asay without the lav. The asay is dependent. Its very existence is dependent on the lav. So, yeah, of course, then the asay is connected to the lav. This is no ordinary lav. It's a lav with an appendage called asay. It's not a regular lav. That's one way that you have a grafted lav. The other way you have a grafted lav is if in the pasuk, the Torah grafts the asay to the lav. Yeah, maybe the asay can be done only after, but somehow the Torah created a compound lav, a molecular lav. Do you know what I mean by molecular lav? It's not an atomic lav. What does an atomic lav mean? One. It's one. But once you add some H2s and an O, it's no longer atomic. It is now molecular. And as a result, it's different. It's different. That can be done by the pasuk. So comes along the Gvuras Ari. I'm just giving like a fancy touch to the Gvuras Ari. What is he saying? He's saying that if A, the asay must be done afterwards, and the psukim does not create the graft. The psukim are not creating the graft. When does the psukim create the graft? When it's juxtaposed, when it's smuchin zebazeh, when it's next to each other. But if it's not smuchin zebazeh, that is not a graft. So the only graft is going to be what?
Conception.
It's conception. And conceptually, how do you do veshav zagzela? Only afterwards. And what's that classified as? Alav hanitak le asay. Okay. Think about it. Dream about it. This is good stuff. This is fun stuff. I'm having a good time. Now, tomorrow, the next step in this puzzle is there's one little stuff in the Rishon that's important, and then we're going to start going weiter to get to the even meatier stuff. But the next step is going to be, one second, did Rav Yochanan, so at the end of the day, did Rav Yochanan retract?
Yeah.
He retracted. Which means, is there, according to Rav Yochanan, a din of lav shekid mo'aseh? Is there such a din? There's no such din. He retracted. If that's the case, what about Habala Mikdash Tameh? Why is Habala Mikdash Tameh lokin? According to the retraction, lav shekid mo'aseh, lav hanitak le asay, basically the same thing. So now, why do you get malchus for habala mikdash tameh? That's the end, last piece over here. And we'll do that, and then go by din shas. Have an excellent afternoon.
You recorded that, right?
Yeah, I did.